Hello, my name is Marcan Abazari. This is Geopolitics Podcast. And topic of this episode is possible responses to annexation of Jordan Valley by Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu is trying to annex the Jordan Valley as long as Trump is in office and he's still holding on to power, because he's afraid that he will lose the election to Blue and White Party and he will no longer be the Prime Minister to annex the Jordan Valley. And Netanyahu wants to do it before Gantz takes over the Prime Ministership. So there are many responses we have prepared against Netanyahu and his action, because we have international conventions, peace agreements, and even United Nations orders and decisions declaring Jordan Valley as part of a Palestine and a future Palestinian state. So if Netanyahu wants to go against the international community, global law and agreements, just because Trump is in office, then there is a powerful force and powerful punch confronting Netanyahu and Israel. The first and primary thing that will happen is arming the people of the West Bank with Kalashnikovs and heavy weaponries and tacticals, and even drones and telecommunications, enabling the public in Palestine and Jordan Valley to combat the IDF and Israeli police, because there will be the Third Intifada, and the Third Intifada will not happen by suicide bombers and slingshots. It will happen by assault rifles, shoulder-carried missiles, and anti-air SAMs to shoot Israeli jets, and other means of combating Israeli troops. And it will happen on large scale. And they will also have drones and missiles. Two, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Syria will target Israel by missiles and missiles, drones, and their airstrikes, targeting but different military and important command and control centers of Israel. They may hit other places and make the life impossible in the state of Israel, but we only take the responsibility for missiles that will target nuclear silos housing nuclear warheads belonging to Israel, and we only take responsibility for missiles and strikes targeting Israeli air bases, housing Israeli air force, crippling Israeli capability to launch nuclear warfare and air strike and air battles. Thus, we take responsibility for destroying Israeli air force and Israeli nuclear arsenal and nothing else. But we will unleash Hezbollah, Hamas, and Syria on Israel. I will have Turkey, Iran, and Jordan to carry missile and airstrikes on Israel, targeting critical command and control and military structures and military ports in Israel. Because many nations and actors think for a second time before attacking Israel. Every nation and every actor in Middle East thinks twice before attacking Israel, and they are made afraid or made, you know, second guessing every time they decide to attack Israel due to use of mind control. There is a mind control lock on these nations and these actors, preventing them from attacking Israel. But I will push them and I will force them into attacking Israel, and I will have it as new normal to attack and carry airstrikes against Israel. Meaning, soon after, even Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and other actors in the Middle East will target Israel. For example, Israel targets Gaza, and every country in the Middle East goes and carries out an airstrike on Israel. I'm going to remove the fear of targeting Israel, and everybody will feel free to attack Israel, and it will be the new normal of the world order. If Israel annexes Jordan, then we will take back Jordan Heights, all of the Palestinian territories, and we will get all of the southern Israel, like Negev deserts, all the way from borders of Egypt to Jordan will be under control of Palestinians. Because this battle and this war will not last 6 days, but Israel will be conquered in 5 days and on the land, if Israel annexes Jordan Valley. Now we get to the embassy of United States of America in Jerusalem. This embassy can be changed from embassy for Israel, but U.S. embassy in Israel to U.S. embassy in Palestine. So they can change the status of embassy for Israel, embassy for Israel to embassy to Palestinian Authority. Otherwise, USA must remove its embassy from Jerusalem and move it back to Tel Aviv, or we will come and bulldoze Washington Monument and U.S. House of Representatives. To remind you, the head of Washington Monument is cut out, and we rebuilt it again after we cut the head of Washington Monument, and there is two parts. And I remind you, the columns of House of Representatives of United States of America are not all original columns, and we changed some of columns. If USA fails in moving its embassy from Jerusalem to Tel Aviv, we will bulldoze Washington Monument and House of Representatives in Washington, D.C. Now, some people calculating that the proxies and national actors may not engage Israel in a battle or not carry airstrikes on nation of Israel. Then we will industrially kill the mind control bases, because there are people who mind control government of Israel, politics of Israel, military of Israel, and policy making of Israel inside Israel and in the United States of America. And there are mind control forces with their mind control facilities. Then we will kill their mind control bases and their mind control facilities, and we will terminate their global geopolitical activities. So stay away from annexing Jordan. After hearing this podcast, the state of Israel surrenders. And from now on, Russia will be the mediator in Israel-Palestine talks. Meaning, when it comes to making a peace deal between Palestine and Israel, there is no longer going to be an United States of America acting as the mediator, but Russia will be there to mediate the peace talks between Palestinians and Israelis. And if United States of America wants to send a representative, then Islamic Republic of Iran will also send a representative to peace talks. Another meme we have for targeting state of Israel is hybrid warfare. We can use weather warfares, rains, floods, mudslides, and overflowing rivers, destroying Israeli towns, cities, and villages, sending back Israel to a Stone Age. Remember, these are only part of our capabilities, and we have the means to enforce no-fly zone over the state of Israel. And we can also defeat Israeli troops by multiple million ways. We are superior to Israel. We are playing nice with you, and we are nice with Israel, and we're giving you privileges. Then you say you want to annex Jordan Valley, and because of that Trump, you want to move the embassy to Jerusalem, Then I will enforce no-fly zone over your Israel. I will hit you with weather warfare till you get so much water, you lose your cities and your infrastructures.